Okay. Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shayna Bas Yeshua followed. Okay, Rosai. Today we're going to begin Chazara. Everyone should take, as I said before, a Chazara packet, but please only take one. That means if you lose it, you should not take another one. Don't lose it. What?
Yeah, so it'll be
uploaded then. Yeah, if you lose it, then you'll print it off. Everyone is entitled to one. And you put it in your folder, and please don't lose it, because that it keeps, you know. Okay. Tein divrei hagemar b'inyan im haya meluchlach betit uvetzoa rochetz kedarka veda choshish. So the Gemara says that there's an iser mechitza on Yom Kippur, but if somebody has mud on their hands or whatever on their body, then they could wash it off. The simple shot is because it's not mechitza shaltanim. It's not mechitza shaltanim. Tein divrei hataz bein lavi azum abiyom kippur. So then, the question is, if you have mud on your hand or your whatever, you wash it off. What say it's not mud. You just have perspiration. You have zuama. You know, so could you wash off the sweat, the dried wet sweat, the dried sweat? So this is not mentioned in that case in the Gemara. There is a machlokus here between the Magen Avraham and Taz. If you look on page 4, it says Hosor Lurchus Bim Kippurim Bim Chamim Bim Mitzone, etc. Then it says, "Imiyu yodav raglav luchlochem betit, the mutal rochzum, shelo omru losru al rechitza shaltanik." So says the Taz, "Aval havir esazeya osur." Kmo shkosef simu shachar ze yavisicha, shosu kedei lahavir azuma v'hu adin rechitza. So he says, "Lahavir azuma is osur," says the Taz. Where is the Magen Avraham? That's in Tofrei Shud Gimel, but the Magen Avraham says, this Magen Avraham is in Tofrei Shud Dalet, where it says that when you're doing Sicha, like oil, you're anointing yourself with oil, so even if it's Lavir Azum, it's Asur. So the Taz says, Rechitz is the same. But the Magen Avraham says, that Tzarechi and Maishnam Rechitza, the Shari Lavir Azuma. In other words, and how does the Magen Avraham know that? Because the Magen Avraham equates Moloch Lochim Betit to Lavir Azuma. So the Magen Avraham is Mekel. And Magen Avraham says, what's the difference? Because Sicha is more Chomer, is more Tainuk. So how do we understand this Machlokis? The Magen Avraham and the Taz. So, as everyone agrees, that's Beferish in the Gemara, that Meluchlach Betit is okay. It's not Tanuk. But if it's not Meluchlach Betit, so then maybe that's already considered Hana. It's a very fine line. Rav Abadi always is of the opinion that Lavir Azuma is okay. I don't think I ever really talked to him about that on Yom Kippur, but say for like Hilchas Avelos and things like that, that if a person's just showering to get off the perspiration, you know, well, like Yair said, he's grossed out, so then that's Lavir Azuma, but the Taz says no. Taz says, unless it's mamish a be'en, you have mud on your hand. So then, it's hard to, I guess for him it's too hard to quantify between that and Tanuk. Maybe he says, unless it's like a real be'en, like Tid or Tzoa, you have to view that as Chitzel Hashem Tanuk, the Taz. And the Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham says that it's considered Lavir Azum. So that's a very fundamental machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. So that was question number two, the Taz, and question number three was the Magen Avraham. And question number four is the Levush. Let's see what the Levush says. Sicha Keitzar also Losuch Mixas Gufo. By Sicha, he says that that Sicha is different than Rechitza, Tanoso Maruba. And therefore, Sicha is also even Lavir Azuma. So that's like what the so who's the it's like the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham is the Taz equates the two. He says they're both also Lavir Azuma, and the Magen Avraham is Mechalik. It says Lavir Azuma is mutter by Rechitza, but also by Sicha. So the Taz equates the two, the Magen Avraham is Mechalik. So that's the fundamental machloikis. And it's very relevant, because Shaila of showering is, you know, if you just shower, like people shower every day, it's Lavir Azuma. Like, go into the shower for 2-3 minutes, and then you... It's all, you know, it doesn't take long. If you're staying there for a long time and you're doing the for Tanuk, that's a different thing. But Lavir Azuma should only take a couple of minutes, is Lavir Azuma. But it makes a big difference, because then the Zuma comes off. How long does it take for the Zuma to come off? The sweat comes off just a couple of minutes, the sweat is off. Right? So. What? So we have to learn Hilchas Sicha. That's the next. Let's see. Is the soap have a din of Sicha or not? That we'll have to figure. That we'll get to back at Chavav and Chavzayin. Is about Sicha. Let's together. Five. Ten divrei Yerushalmi because five being Sicha Shel Tanuk v'she'ena Shel Tanuk. But before we get to that, the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 9, he questions the Magen Avraham. Because you said the Levush is like the Magen Avraham. He says, "But not only Pishita Zed, the Mutar Brachitza." So let's see, what does this Yerushalmi say on page 10? Yom Kippur and Ben Sicha Shul Shultanik, Ben Sicha Shaina Shultanik also. Tisha of Tania, Sibo Sicha Shahi Tanug also. So that we're going to have a separate packet on. That when it comes to Sicha on Yom Kippur, it's also even Ben Sicha Shultanik, Ben Sicha Shaina Shultanik. Yom Kippur, Ben Sicha Shultanik, Ben Sicha Shaina Shultanik is also on Yom Kippur, and then we'll have to see. But Tisha B'av V'tayin Sibur Sicha Shel Shaltanug also. I didn't put the next line in, but the next line is important as well. But Tisha B'av V'tayin Sibur Sicha Shel Shaltanug also Shein Shaltanug Muta. So that when we learn Hilchas Sicha, we have to understand that distinction. And Yom Kippur, everything's aser. Sicha by Sicha. Sicha Shotanim, Sicha Sheina Shotanim. But by Yom Kippur, by Tisha B'av, Sicha Shotanim is aser, but Sheina Shotanim is mutter.
And then Sicha,
not Chitza? Right, because Chitza was our discussion with the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Yom Kippur is Ben Shaltanik, Ben Shein Shaltanik, etc.
So why does Magadar need to say that the reason why Sikha is not for Nagar Dhamma is because
it's
Tanit Fein to say that even if they're not Tanit, it's not true?
Say again?
Why does Magadar have to come out to saying that the reason why Sikha is also Nagar Dhamma, not a Chita, is because Sikha is Tanit Fein?
To say that in a chanami there's no tanuk, but sikha doesn't even have tanuk. The question is why? Maybe sikha is also because by definition, it's even if you do get lav razuma, there's still going to be tanuk.
It's
upshot.
Tanuk you're telling me it's also tanuk, because there's no such thing as tanuk.
Right. That's how they learn. We'll see in Bez Hashem when we get to it in Hilchas Sicha, maybe there's another way of learning it. Okay. So that's the Yushalmi. It makes the difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Ketain Divrei Sefer Yireyim. Look at the Sefer Yireyim on page 18 and 19. It says Chisar Rechitza Nikras Inui. That he says if a person is not Rochitz himself, that's called Inui. That's called Inui. And then he writes that Rav says Dafka on page 19, Rov Gufo. So the Sefer Yireyim says that the Isser Daraisa has to be Rov Gufo. But we saw that who was the Shita? We saw that it has to be Kol Gufo. So what, the Tosas Yishonim. Right? But he says Rov Gufo.
The Rebbe is just
saying over the halacha that rechitza not doing mechitza is considered. In other words, Gemara has a discussion. How is any? How do we know something's an inui? So they quote different psukim in every of the inuyim to show that if you're not allowed to do achila, that's an inui. You're not allowed to do shtiyah, that's an inui. You're not allowed to do mechitza, that's an inui. But and then we know there's a machlokas whether the shar inuyim are daraisa or not. But he says, Tafka rov gufo. So his word is that it has to be rov gufo, the Yosefi Reim, and miskavin lehanos. Aval mi gufo afil miskavin lehanos, eid osa el midrabon. And he says that's the pshat of melech v'akala yichartzu panim, because to wash your face is miyat gufo. So even if you mechavin lahana, it's only going to be the rabbanon. So once it's miyat, it's only the rabbanon. Even the raisa surul shirin lei, because if it would be nisa the raisa, what's the kula by a melech and a kala? They can wash their face off. But if it's an Issa D'Raisa, what's the heter? I mean, they should wash their face out because Melech and Kala both have to look presentable. Melech b'yofio techzen einem, right? Melech has to be presentable. The Kala has to be presentable. But how is that matter an Issa D'Raisa? So the answer is, it's not an Issa D'Raisa. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. But that's the Reim sheet. It has to be Rov Gufo and Lahana. But if anyone is carving on a rochitz, by bogi yodah mishum ruach ra, or mishum tinuf shari lachatchila. The Tanya Shomrei Peres from Kabbal Pnei Rabo, Rashi Yotziv Tia. But that means that what miyut gufo and you're not mechaven. In other words, you see, he's making three things here. Because if it's mi gufo and you're not mechaving lahana, then it's mutar lagamri. Whereas if it's rov gufo and you're mechaving, that's a nisa d'raisa. If it's mi gufo and you're mechaving, it's a nisa d'rabban. V'imenu mechaving gona rochetz baboka yadov mishum ruach ra mishum tinuf shari lechatchila. Gufo and Hano is a deraisa. We're not on as derabanan, but what if it's miu gufo? Oh, let's say it was rov gufo and Hano is deraisa. Then he says, "Aval miu gufo," and he's mechavin lahanos is derabanan. Rov gufo. And mechavin lahanos is the raisa. Miyut gufo lahanos is the rabbanon. And miyut gufo ve'enu mechavin. Maybe even rov gufo. Okay, yeah, it could be. In other words, what he says, ve'enu mechavin garochetz baboke yodov, or bishuptin of shari lechatchila. Yeah, you're right, because the case he's bringing also is when you go to see your Rebbe, and that's rov gufo, but you're not mischaving, why not? It's mutar lechatchila. Right, if you go to see your Rebbe. No, because when you go to see a Rebbe, that it's not, it's clear that it's not hana. That's Rav Schoenberg's thing. Maybe you have to have a label that you're doing a mitzvah or anything else, maybe we're choshesh that is hana.
The opposite is not. The opposite is
not. Right. A rabbi likes it. What?
He's not only bringing going to Rebbe, he's bringing Shomer Peiros.
Even Shomer Peiros. So Shomer Peiros, you're not mechavin lana. So therefore, that's mutter. And so again, Rov Gufo and Mitzchavin Lahana is a Daraisa. Rov Mid Gufo and Mitzchavin Lahana is Darabanan. And if not Mitzchavin, it's Mutal Gamri. So those are the three things. That's the. So that's the question seven. Yeah, Max? Now let's see. He quotes a Gemara in the Darm. On page 21. So what he says, Yeshua Rabosa and Farshim Rechisus called Gufo Midrabana. And some hold that Rechisus called Gufo is. The whole Rechisa is only a Dindrabana. Right? Because only Achil and Shtia are the Daraisis. And they bring a Rai from the Gemara Nedarim. The Amrit, Konim Peris Olam Alai Imrechats. Whereas. The woman says, I'm answering the peiros on me if I will wash myself on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur or just Tam? No, just Tam. Tam. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. So the husband can be mefer. Right? The husband can be mefer in the darim of Beinol Veina and Inu Nefesh. Right? So the Rebbe says, Lama la hafara? Lo tirchot lo litzru peiros olam aleha. Why do you need hafara, right, for the konim of the peiros? Let her not wash, and then the issue won't go on. I mean, the tal lanos nefesh, but hanos peiros olam, the tal the chitzor mechitzel lo havi b'chal lanos nefesh. Whereas, those the example of inoy nefesh is the peiros olam, but mechitza is not lanos nefesh. But the tal lanos nefesh, but hanos peiros olam, chal the chitzor mechitzel lo havi b'chal lanos nefesh. Because, so you see from there that lanos nefesh is not the lanos. Those why they have to bring a case of peiros? Why don't you just give a case of rechitza? That she says she won't be rochet, but they don't give a case of dafka peiros olam because that's the inui nefesh. And chisar rechitza is not considered the inui nefesh. So that's why they don't speak about just taking a neder not to to do rechitza. Minerali shein rai mishum dehasim hachi perusho kevin deasra anas peris alem tirchatz. So he says, so that's his raya that they don't speak about being mayfair. Rechitza, so you see that Rechitza is not the issue. That's not called Dini Nefesh. Because Hataka, that's his Raya, that it's Mutter and Yom Kippur Midaraisa. But he says, no, maybe not. Hasam Hachipurush, you came into Osra Peirus Allah in Tircha, Tzimkei Luhavi Neder Men Harachitza, Elamena Peirus. In other words, the answer is, the reason why I don't speak about that, being made for the Rechitza, because he never made a nether on the Rechitza, only on the Peiris. Vehi matzi baal mefer. Rechitza lo matzi mefer, sharei lo ya ha nether ba. The Peiris lo matzi mefer, lo tzilchas v'lo yochol. It's a Peiris lo bali di yochol ofer, elu b'nether shachal yisri kvar. There was never neder on the rechitza. It was only neder on the peiros. So you can't be made for the rechitza. Because he never made the neder. But maybe Yenochanami, if you make a neder on the rechitza, and he can be made for it, because that's Inu Nefesh. So you say, why did they speak about being made for the Rechitza? So the first thing he says is because you see that Rechitza is not Inu Nefesh. But he says, no, maybe Rechitza is Inu Nefesh, but you never made the nether on the Rechitza. So the Yeshmer may Rabosai saying that Rechitza's called Gufo is Midrabanan, and it's not called, because not washing yourself is not Inu Nefesh. That's what the Gemara says. The Koda Peiris Alai Im Erchatz. So he has to Lamala Hafara. So what does he have to be made for? Lo Tirchatz Lo Litzru. Peiris Olam Mechal the Rechitza Lo Havi Mechal Aros Nefesh. Okay. So that's the question. Okay. Then we had that was the question of question 8. Tein hashita de rechitza kol gufo hu rak midrabanan. Number 9. Tein divrei gemara binyan moshed yodov b'mayim. Right? So that Gemara is in Psachim, on page 3. Say it at the bottom. The Omer Blaza Osir Lo Lo Odom Sheyoshid as Bo B'Mayim. Osir Lo Lo Odom Sheyoshid as Bo B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av. So Yele Rav Leza, Damar Rav Leza, also lo la'odim she yoshid as bo b'mayim, b'tishu b'av kidech, also lo hoshid as bo b'yom b'kippur. So what's the pshat over there? Is that the Tanuk? Must be. What? Yeah. Funny, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says on page 4, also luchos bem kippur bem chamim bem tzona feel hoshid as bo b'mayim. Also, I guess, how much time does a person have putting his finger under the water? But apparently, people have tanning from that. So, some people. Means putting your finger under the water for time. I don't know who does that. I don't know so much the scenario that we would do that. Maybe face. If you were very cold, I mean, I don't know. But you see, that's clearly the way the Shulchan Aruch is bringing it down, because the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it's, unless you say the following, and that's all goes back to Rav Sternbach. Unless you say that, unless we could categorize it as another category, as a mitzvah or something like that, by default, everything is a timing. Because if you could say, Holech lahagbil p'nei rabo, so that's a mitzvah. So, but the other way we said, for the Rebbe to come to the Talmud, not. It's not necessarily a mitzvah. So then we view it as, then we categorize it, it's like a briskivort. You need to categorize it in a different category to mafkia it from the din tainuk. So it could be that when you put, I don't know anyone who gets tainuk, that he puts his finger under the water. So maybe the word is, it's not a mitzvah. And there's no lichluch on the water. So by definition, when you put your finger under the water, that's tainuk. Even though, how much tainuk do you really get? I don't know people who have the Yetzer Hara and they're given to put their finger under the water. I don't know, is it some tainuk? But if you say like Rav Sternbach, that's how halacha quantifies tainuk. That everything is tainuk, except if I can categorize it as a mitzvah or a lichluch or something like that. But by default, everything is tainuk.
You could say that's
the whole thing. The Tazim, right? Because
that's which is why the Magen Avraham is in a different position on the Sikha than on the Pizza.
Right. So you want to say that the Magen Avraham is learning that's lichluch. The Taz is saying
the Magen Avraham holds no, it's not lichluch, but it's not l'shem tainuk either, because you know he basically rejects the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And that's why there's a difference between Sikha and Rechitza. Because Sikha is like Lugosh, and Rechitza is separate. It's not the Tana, and so far. Yeah. Whereas the Tana is also a Sturma, and so if it's not some other reason, then you have a problem.
Right. See, I think this word, this, I have to see, does Rav Sternbach even quote that idea of Etzpo? But I think Etzpo is a good raya. Like, it's a brisker hagdara. In other words, you have to be in category. There was halacha defines it based on categories. I'm usually not such a big, but I think this works in good over here. It could be that they use the briskier thing. That if you're not in a Ferrari, if you're not in a separate category of a mitzvah, that by the default it's a title. So putting your finger under the water, even though maybe it's not such a, who really has pleasure from that, but it's not a mitzvah, it's not a choli, it's not a this. So then by default it's the same title. And that could be a good shot in the. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It makes sense, the idea is that, well, assuming you're doing this for a reason, and if you can't find out what it is, then it must be that the reason it's done.
Right, you're saying, why is a person Moshe Yodo?
There's nothing for no reason, so if there's no other reason, that's
fine. Then we have to sort of time. That's why. Why are you saying for Papas? Yeah, I guess so. But I guess I don't know anyone who does that. Yeah, I know people who wash their hands, they go to the bathroom, wash their hands, clean. You know, I don't know somebody who just washes the finger, you know, puts out their finger in the water just for...
I'm doing better now, but I have like an allergy on my fingers. My skin is like very, very hard and not, like, I can't put fingerprint. So, like, hard.
What? It's stiff? What is it?
Yeah, so it's stiff. It's like a skin. And so, you know, during the week I'll put like a cream, whatever.
Right. But on Shabbos,
I don't like to do that, even if it's wet. So one time I remember I like put my hand in a bowl of water, just like to have some relief from that. Mm-hmm. So that's not really tainu. That's like a problem. That's
another Shabbos refuah.
Right.
So it depends. So maybe if you had a lot of pain, so it would be a refuah.
Best like we discussed the guy with the feet.
Right, the feet. Right.
Same kind of thing.
Right.
You have to ask you to do Shabbos refuah?
What?
Bring in water?
Yeah, in other words, if you have discomfort in your hand and you turn on the cold water, you put your hand under the cold water.
That's awesome.
Unless you have a lot of pain.
Quick.
Oh. Yep. Well,
but I'm allowed to wash hands normally. There's no pain.
Right, but this you're doing it. It's clear that you're doing it because it's nicker. Why are you doing this?
So just go to the bathroom. And wash your hands. So you're not allowed to go. Let's say you have this hand condition. So you go back to go to the bathroom, and afterwards, are you allowed to wash your hands or not? Because really, in the back of your mind, you're really
no, because that is ain't any carrots. Just like when you have soup on Shabbos, you have a sore throat. So why could you have the soup? The answer is it's not nicker, because everyone else is having soup also,
so having,
doesn't have a
so
sore throat.
Tea, so if you're having tea, just if you have a sore throat, it's not allowed.
No, it is allowed, because people, the world has tea.
What if you have tea?
It's macho
bria. What if you're drinking tea and it's 80 degrees
outside? So the people who drink tea, I'm not from those people, but there are people who drink tea no matter what. But if you would drink something, not tea, you would drink something that only people do it for a fool, then you can do it. But tea is machal bream.
But putting your hand in the water, it's not refuah, it just makes it feel good
for you. Refuah doesn't mean that it has to bring, it's something, as long as it's not what bream normally do. So you're doing it, and you're doing it for a purpose that's not regular bream, so that's refuah. Okay, so now we're up to question 10. So we did package your tests, okay? Okay. Rabos, I urge you, everyone, you know, when you do the Chazara, to look back in the packets. So each question tells you exactly where the Gemara is and what packet number is, because then you'll be coin everything. You know, as we could spend the whole Seder just doing the 10 questions or so that we did the previous day. So then by the time you finish, you won't even have to chaz anymore because you've already been doing it on a regular basis. Okay. So then the Mate Ephraim on page 13. The Mate Ephraim, I should give a question just on who wrote the Svarim. You know? Right? Because Mate Ephraim is a... What?
Spoke to the RTB class a couple months ago.
Who?
Yeah?
What's RTB?
They're a big training
class. Oh, yeah?
The cousin and the...
Who's his cousin?
What's his first name? I don't know. Not the big guy's son. I don't remember his first name. What's your name?
Rav Nathan Greenblatt? Son is a cousin of the Mate Ephraim?
Isn't he?
I don't know, is he? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a refrain. Yes, what about a refrain? Oh, the river of refrain. Yeah, that's something else. Yeah, yeah. Margolius, yeah. I think Rav Steinwurzel is that Zatzal. You know, you heard of Rav Steinwurzel? Rav Steinwurzel was he was a neighbor of mine in Brooklyn. He was Rosh Yeshiva Bava. He lived on J and 28th. Our family was just... Yeah, your grandfather, Rabbi Heinemann. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, he was Moshe David Steinwurzel. He came. He was a big, big Talmud Chacham. He was the Bab of Rosh Shiva. He was a Talmud of Rav Yankala Fonsgraben. Rav Yankala Fonsgraben. Rav Yankala Flansgraben. who was Rav Yankala. He was a Rosh Hashiva in where? In Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger was the yeshiva in the east side, lower east side. There was RJJ and there was Rav Shlomo Kluger. An MTJ, of course. So MTJ is the only one left. In other words, the RJJ closed and Rav Shlomo Kluger. Yeah, okay. They have RJJs in Staten Island, and, but the RJJ of... yes, Rav Yankala was a big Talmud Chacham, and he was a Rebbe in Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rabbi Blau was related to Rav Yankala Feilsgrab. So, so Rav Steinwurzel would make a Sudas Yortzeit every year, and Rav Yankala's Yortzeit. And one year they invited Rabbi Blau to speak. So Rav Steinwurzel, his shul is, I think, is something based in Frye, something like that.
28th.
And Jay. Yeah. Right around the corner from the Boston shul is around the corner. Yeah, so he named his shul from, I think, based in Frye. What are the but Frye's alma Margolis was known as a businessman, right? He was known as a businessman. And he was the one who wrote the famous tshuva, Mattering Erevin in big cities against the Mishkanos Yaakov, who said they're Asr. So he was the Mako, and the Mishkanos Yaakov was the Machmer. And I told you, Rav Kook said that he follows the Mishkanos Yaakov. Because when Rav Kook had his first Rabbanus, this is Rav Lezer Katzman told him, he had his first Rabbanus, so his father-in-law, the Aderis, said to him, I want to give you some father-in-law advice of being successful in the rabbinate to make an Erev in your community. This was in Russia. And Rav Kook said, no, I follow the Mishkanos Yaakov, and we don't make any Erevs in big cities. Rav Kook. I tell you, people think Rav Kook was... They don't have an understanding. People think Rav Kook was, you know, everything. Rav Kook was a machne. He wasn't... He was very big in Avos Yisrael, and he had, philosophical visions and things like that. But in Halacha, I would venture to say, and I've said this before in the past, in previous years, that he was a bigger machmir than Rav Moshe Feinstein in Halacha. The people don't know. Last year we did some tshuvas, right, from Rav Kook and Mechitza, things like that. We did some of Rav Kook's tshuvas in Hilchas Purim. The tshuvas, Rav Nissen Alper once pointed out, the tshuvas are gewaldic. The people don't learn the tshuvas. They should, because his tshuvas are amazing. People learn the Shas Halavan more. You know, the Shas Halavan is all his machshavas for him. They have the white covers on them. So people call them the Shas Halavan. Those are Rav Kook's machshavas for him. But the tshuvas are excellent, excellent. I'm sure the Shas Halavan is also excellent, but the tshuvas are... Well, 2 years ago. 2 years, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, now, yeah, 2 years. What? I look in here, there, you know what I mean? I don't sit glaring at the Kaseder. But if Kook was, Adam Gadol. So... The Matei Ephraim writes, Osro Lurchots B'Yom Kippurim. So, but it's Luchloch, it's okay. But what if you are Luchloch and, like, you have mud here, mud there, so do you have to wipe each, tape a baby wipe in each spot? Well, can you just go in the shower and just rinse the whole thing off? So he says, the Guva Meluchloch Mekama Mekomos. So you could just go in the water in one thing and get it all taken care of. But you don't have to be so medactic that maybe that'll be considered a tanuk. Could be it is a tanuk, but Lamaisa, he's doing it, for the purpose of Lahavir Azuma. So even Lichluch. And therefore, even though there's no luchluch on every spot, so maybe technically you'd say maybe, so therefore he should just take a baby wipe and clean each individual spot. Say there are 15 spots. So you could do that, but that would be a big tircha. So he says that it's mutter. Okay, so that's what the Matir Friar says. Number 11. Tein divrei hamata Moshe ben yirtiyos v'duchem. So who? So where we have to look at the mata Moshe. I happen to xerox the mata Moshe. Yeah, page 17. Moshe mat. So, he says he was a Talmud of the Marshal. So let's see what he says. It's about Duchenin. On the left side, Ola l'duchen, no tal yadav, sheidim chavin lanas rechitza. Chazan Mariel, yidlo yadam netil gemur aperek. Chayne ya kiddush hakohanim b'mikdash. He said because we know that some posts can write that you should, when you do netilas yadayim, you should only do it up to the knuckles. Because maybe that's the sufficient. So if you're doing it more, maybe it's a chashash that it's considered like the tainuk. But he says when you're so he starts off Tanya also lichos biyom kippur mikzas gufa kol gufa fil hoshin yod etzbo im hayu yodav mukhlochem betit yizeh lichos bokeh destam yadayim kibbo mukhlochos mutol lirochtzom. But he says that when it comes to duchening, you can wash the whole hand. Because that was the Kiddush HaKohanim B'Mikdash. This is similar to the Kiddush HaKohanim B'Mikdash. So therefore, we can label it that it's not Latanim. You can do it till the wrist. Do it to the wrist. And this is a quote of the Prima Gaudim on page 21. May Mogan, may Rabba, had a parrot. Avagav the Shah, you must. Hashan al Perak, be a wiki poor, be shloma ad kitri et spells. But the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees. And he says you should only do it to the knuckles. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah Shaar Tzion on page 22 says on the bottom. He says, "Vav b'prim begodim b'tzadei shlom b'nei b'kipurim dayat kishrei etzbaosof." Yati b'matay Ephraim shekosuf tekevet b'matay Moshe kosuf tekevet b'meir hetig el rab el dina ein lozus b'dvar. Chokos el rechitzos ein l'tane. So he says that the duchenin you can follow the matay Moshe. Duchen and you can follow the Matan Moshe, even though the Eli Rabba disagrees. But he says the Matan Ephraim says to follow the Matan Moshe, because the Matan Ephraim, Mishnah Berurah gives a lot of clout. You know, Matan Ephraim is the sefer that he wrote on in Yonei Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, so that's considered like a big sefer in that those areas. And number 12 was the famous Yisod of the Ran, that when it comes to Yisuri Hanah, we don't say a din of Psik Resha. Right? In other words, if you're getting Hanah, say you're putting, you're a salesman, and you're putting Shatnas on your back. Because you don't have a cart to put the... So the Maisa, you can get Hana because it's helping you block the sun. If it's a sunny day, it blocks the sun from you. So even though that's not what you're mechavim for, you're mechavim for to sell it, to carry it around to sell. So why should it be mutter? So the Ran says on page 4... out of psik resha, you don't have kavana when you're getting hana. But the idea of hana, if you don't have, even though it's a psik resha, it's mutter. You know, you don't say the din of psik resha usher by something that's hana. Because the idea, like Rav Shechter pointed out, from based on Rabbi Chanan, that hana, and Rav Harari pointed out, hana means you're mechavein to get the hana. So even though you're getting the Hanoah, but you're not mechavin to get the Hanoah, that's not considered as a Hanoah. Yeah, Hanoah de Memela, like Rav Harari just said, is not, and that's the whole sugi psachim that Bez Hashem will see. Okay, so we'll talk more, but we did the first 12 questions, so that was a nice amount. Please don't lose your Chazar sheets, put them away. Please do not take more than one, because we want everyone to get, and we... So please, it's not Chazar cases are not for everyone to get 5. So get one, and please don't lose it. If you lose it, please print it out of the online the questions.